Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to it. The right mindset is what separates most successful people from the average person. Changing your mindset can be one of the most valuable skills you can learn to help you create your own kick-ass life. Well, we want to help you begin that process today and give you a free copy of David Wood's training, Mindset, Your Key to Success. In this downloadable training, you'll learn how to develop a winner's mindset, how to overcome limiting and negative beliefs, how to love the word no, and much, much more. To download your free training, simply go to thekickasslife.com/free. That's thekickasslife.com/FRE.
This is Andrea Owen, and you're listening to David Wood on the 602nd Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hello and welcome to the Kick-Ass Life 602nd Podcast. I am Dave MacArthur. I am the mechanic to millionaire, and I'm sitting in for the still adventuring David Wood, who's off conquering the world and mountains. I guess I think I saw on Facebook that they're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. What an exciting life. Well, we miss you, David, and we look forward to you getting back. I have 10 minutes this morning to share with you something that will be of value, something that will give you a kick in the pants and help you to move your life forward and motivate you and get you excited. So I was thinking about a couple things. One, I like to watch people and what makes them tick, what drives them and what causes them to do the things they do, and then how do they do them? Why do they do them? And I came to the conclusion that we're our personality, right? When people get to know us and we interact with people, we have this personality that we exude from ourselves. And then we also have a set of skills. And those, there could be, you know, depending on what your life circumstances are, your hobbies and what you do for a career, you have a skill set. And those two things really combine together, make up a large percentage of who we are. So who are you? What are the skills you've learned? What is the knowledge that you've obtained to get you where you're at in your life today? I've shared this statistic before, and that 42% of people pick up a book after a secondary education. So that's like about one out of two people, not quite, but almost one out of two people that are willing to expand their knowledge and their understanding of the world around them. That's pretty sad. And we look around and we see that people get stuck in a rut. There's a lot of people that just keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And they're unfulfilled. They get depressed. They just kind of become mediocre, and they're not excited about life. There's not a lot of enthusiasm. And it's because they're stuck. They're not learning new things. They're not off doing new things. They're not off conquering the world like David. And so, you know, who wants to go through life living like that? But here's the catch, is to get out of that rut, you have to become uncomfortable. The learning process and then applying that learning process in your life causes this uncomfortable feeling. And successful people always go through that, and they're aware of it, and they know how to handle it, and they know how to recognize it, and they just understand that that's part of the process, is being uncomfortable. And most people don't want to be uncomfortable, but they also don't want to be where they are in life. They're stuck. So it's kind of this dichotomy. So what I want you to really do is evaluate your life right now and think about, when's the last time you really learned something that you could apply that would give you a new set of skills and that would get you, you know, doing something different, something exciting. Different is exciting. Well, I've been wanting to expand my reach and my contribution to the world. I've been traveling around the world. I do a lot of presentations and I love doing that, but I feel like I could do even more. And so the thought came to me, you know, maybe you should write a book. Maybe you should put together a CD. Maybe I should do a podcast. And as that started to come to fruition, I was talking to David Wood, and he said, well, you know, let me hook you up with somebody who could help set you up and let's get you to start doing podcasts. And we'll put you under the umbrella of the Kick-Ass Life. And, you know, we're reaching 143 countries. And with you being under that umbrella, we could, you know, help you to extend your reach. And so I became pretty excited about that. I started to entertain that idea. And as I was continuing to further this conversation with David, he recommended that Michael O'Neill, he's the one who runs the background of the Kick-Ass Life. He makes sure that the recordings are right, that they're clear, that you have music in the recordings at the front and the ends. I mean, he puts it all together, and then he gets it up onto the internet, and then he connects it to all of you. And he knows his stuff, right? That's his trade. That's his passion. And David recommended that I fly him out to Utah, where I live, and he lives in San Diego, California, and get to know him and have him set me up this studio. Well, when David recommended that, it was really an uncomfortable feeling for me, because I'm the type of person that if it's going to be done right, I'm going to do it myself. And I just, you know, it was this area of expertise that Michael had that I felt like, well, I could learn that. I could get to know the information that I need to, and then I'll be able to, and I don't need Michael. So it was about me letting go of control. It was about me allowing somebody else to come in and help. And that's what Henry Ford was so great at. He surrounded himself with successful people that knew more about the different areas of running an automobile industry than he did. And that made him look successful, right? So I went ahead and I listened to David. I trusted in him. I had faith in what he was saying, and I flew Michael out. And I'll tell you what, it's been the best 3 days. I've had such a great time, Michael. I know you're going to hear this, but I just want to say thank you. And there's no way I could have done what Michael did, especially in like 2.5 days. This mixing board that's set up in here has all kinds of wires and buttons and knobs. And I would have spent 2 or 3 days trying to figure out how to hook the wires up to that. And then once I did that, what about the recording system that's here, and then the apps that go into the computer, and then uploading it to the internet, and then finding some server out there that gets it to you guys? There is no way. I mean, it would have took me weeks and weeks and weeks, and I still wouldn't have done it as good as Michael did. So Michael is excellent. I thank you again. You rock. And now here we are. I'm recording, and it just took a few days. And there was no way. So I let go of the control. I wanted something. I wanted to learn something new. That was the first step. And then I went with the flow, so to speak. I got out of my comfort zone, and it allowed me to get there. There's no way I would be right where I am right now, sitting in my office in front of this beautiful microphone recording this. It would have taken me much longer. So when we let go of that control and allow people to come in and to help, and then also have the desire to get out of that comfort zone by doing something different. You know, I'm sitting in front of this microphone. It's really weird. I'm talking as if you're in the room here with me, but you're not. And there's this whole thing that's going on in my head. So I know I'll get better and better at it the more I do it, and the more comfortable, because I'm going to create this habit of speaking into this microphone. So I want you to sit back and just kind of inventory your life. And are you stuck in a rut? And take some of the information from this podcast and use it to get you unstuck. So what is it you want to do? And if you can't even think of something you want to do, then just do anything. Go off to Africa and hike a mountain, or go bungee jumping, or, you know, go down to the local soup kitchen and donate your time if you've never done that before. Do something different. And if there's somebody that can help you to do it better, then by all means, you know, let go of the control and invite that person in to help you to become successful. So that's my bit today. I hope that you can take that and utilize it in your life in some way. And I still have another minute and 15 seconds. So you know what? Maybe the 600-second podcast is going to be a 500-second podcast. I want to thank David for inviting me. I am looking forward to getting my own show up and running. That'll be up in a few weeks, Mechanic to Millionaire, so watch for it. And I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to extend that contribution. And again, I want to thank Michael O'Neill for all that you do behind the scenes. And you guys rock. So until next time, we'll see you on the Kick-Ass Life podcast or the Mechanic to Millionaire podcast. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
That was kick-ass.